In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, Amen. A couple of the things from the readings that we need to look at. First of all, in the Gospel reading, our Lord tells us that he will not leave us orphans. He is going to remain with us always. One of the main ways that he does that is by providing shepherds according to his own heart. Now, along with that, we hear in the first reading is that no one takes the role of the high priest on himself, but only when called as Aaron was. We look at that over the years, and it's an amazing thing even for St. Paul to say that, because we think of the time of our Lord when Caiaphas was the high priest who had bought the office from the Romans. His father-in-law, Annas, had been the high priest before him who bought the high priesthood from the Romans. What do the Romans have to do with the high priesthood? Obviously nothing, but they controlled everything. And these guys bought the priesthood, the high priesthood. But it's not just them. Go back into the 1900s, or the 900s rather, and you'll find some of the same problems with the papacy. There's one guy who was the Pope three times. He was 12 years old when his dad bought the papacy for him. Then he sold it to his uncle. Then he decided to depose his uncle. And then he sold it to somebody else and then took it back over. The guy was horrible, absolutely abominable. I mean, we're not just talking about abomination because he bought and sold the papacy. The guy was an immoral, vile, despicable, disgusting creature. And so we look at that and say, well, wait a second here, then what are we doing? Especially when we look at it, and one of the things that people will always say is the Holy Spirit will choose who the Pope is. That is not true. The cardinals pray to the Holy Spirit, but that implies that they have to have their hearts open to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. If you look over the history of the church, there are numerous examples of people who were clearly not chosen by the Holy Spirit. They are people that the Holy Spirit would never choose because they were so despicable. And so all you can say is a bunch of corrupt cardinals then didn't follow what the Holy Spirit was prompting them to do. That becomes the issue. Human beings are made with a free will. The Holy Spirit is not going to force these men to do something. He will give them the grace if they will open their hearts to be able to receive it. But that's always the issue. It's easy to point our finger at them and say, well, if they would do this, how about you and me? How often does the Holy Spirit prompt us to do something and we ignore him? One of the problems that we have right now, if you listen to the rhetoric coming out of Rome, is they're making this into a political thing. This has nothing to do with politics, or it's not supposed to anyway. But now we have people doing exactly what they are forbidden to do, and that's politicking. But it's all about ideologies, and it's all about liberal and conservative and all this other nonsense. That's not what this is about, but that's what they're making it into. So on our part, we need to pray. We need to pray that the cardinals will indeed do exactly what they are praying for. The conclave that starts tomorrow begins with Mass, asking the Holy Spirit to guide them. Now, it's one thing to say something, it's another to do it. So we need to pray that they will open their hearts to let the Holy Spirit work. And regardless of who is there, we have our part. We need to continue to pray and we need to remain faithful. One of the things that is different today than when we look back at some of these unfortunate souls who have sat in the papal throne some extraordinarily immoral people, but they didn't try to change the teaching of the church. Clearly didn't live according to it, but they didn't try to change it. That's where we've seen a difference. There has been an attempt now to actually change what the church teaches, which is the church can't change. The truth cannot change. Just because we live in the 21st century, the church hasn't changed and the truth hasn't changed. So we need to just be faithful to the Lord, no matter what. He will not leave us orphans. He is going to remain with us. Again, we look back at the time of our Lord when you've got somebody who's as corrupt as Caiaphas. He was still the high priest. You look at the list of the popes, and you're going to find that these despicable, disgusting creatures who at one time were the pope are right there on the list of popes. They were valid, real popes. They had no business being there, but they were. And so we look at that and say, how do we do this? The same way that the faithful Jewish people did this at the time of our Lord. They had a corrupt high priest, and they remained faithful to God because the truth can't change. So if we get a saint, praise God. If we get somebody who's totally corrupt, we just need to remain faithful. That's the key. It's a matter of making sure that our hearts remain faithful to the Lord. Or put it into the context that we just talked about, it's a matter that we follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Even if somebody else isn't, we need to. And that's not always an easy thing. And you look back to the time of the prophet Elijah, where it was so bad that he said, I alone am left. God said, no, there are 7,000 who haven't bent the knee to Baal. So 7,000 out of the entire country of several million people, 7,000 had not apostatized. But God allowed it to get that bad. The truth hadn't changed. God hadn't changed. But it was a test for all of those people to see whether they're going to be faithful or whether they're just going to go along because this is what everyone else is doing. So if that's what God chooses for our day, then it's a test for us. We have to remember what Our Lady spoke at Fatima. For those who have read the third secret, the part that wasn't released, or those who were there when the third secret was read, one of the points that frequently comes up is that there is going to be an apostasy from the top, which is really the only place an apostasy can happen. We've had a material apostasy from the bottom going on for years at this point. So it's an apostasy that has to be from the top. Look back at what Our Lady said at Akita. Priest will be again, bishop against bishop, and cardinal against cardinal, and fire will fall from the sky. And this isn't because things were so wonderful. This isn't because we had the greatest saintly pope that we've had in years and years and years, and isn't everything wonderful? And, well, gee, now we can get nailed. No, it's because things had gotten that bad. So we need to pray, and we need also to be prepared. And the preparation is simply to remain faithful, because we know that no matter what, the truth cannot change. If we get a saintly pope who is going to restore things, praise God, we can jump right on board and we can be there to help. And if we get somebody who is anything but saintly, then praise God. That means that we have an opportunity to become saints, because we have a chance to uphold the truth and live the truth and bring others to the truth when it's going against the grain, when we're having to fight upstream. So no matter what, it's all for our good. You got to remember, if God wanted you to be created at a time when everything was wonderful and easy, that's when he would have created you. He didn't. He created you in this time. In this time that all we can do is look back at the ancient Chinese curse that say, may you live to see interesting times. Well, then I guess we're in it. And God created you specifically for this time so that you will become a saint. And you're not going to become a saint by having an easy time of it. So we need to keep our focus on Jesus. If he's not going to leave us orphans, then let's not allow ourselves to be orphaned by walking away from him. He's going to be right there with us. The question always is, are we going to be there with him? So maintain the prayer, maintain the fidelity to the Lord, and strive just to continue to grow in love with him. He cannot change. He is the truth. Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Consequently, the teachings of the church cannot change. So if anybody tries to tell you they've changed, no, they haven't, because they can't. That's the beautiful thing we've got, the fullness of the truth, no matter what anybody else wants to do or say. So pray and trust, and know that God's got the whole thing under control. We don't have to worry about it. And if he allows something horrible to happen, then we need to remain faithful. If he allows something wonderful to happen, we have to remain faithful. So no matter what, our part remains the same. Pray, be faithful, trust completely in the Lord, and remain with him always, no matter what, because that's what he told us. Those who remain faithful to the end will be saved. Not most of the way, to the end. So that's what we have to be about. Just remain faithful to Jesus.